Yeah.
I had Mr. Freeman Gosden, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Here you are.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. President.
Freeman, I understand you haven't been well, and I just wanted to say that I naturally am worried, but beyond that, I heard you called about the speech, and I just wanted to thank you for it.
Well, I'm going to tell you about that very quick.
Because you called me after the fun speech in 1952, and you were so great, and I just, what do you honestly think?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was the most sincere job that you've ever done.
Do you really think that?
I really do. You were very sincere, and as I was just telling Floyd Adlam,
oh, yeah, you're there at his house, aren't you? Well, give them my best, will you?
I certainly will. I was telling him that usually your greatest is when you're surrounded by 75 or 100 newspaper men. They're throwing curves at you and you answer it. But I said tonight, for some reason, it was the most effective, and you did it so softly and so nicely, and you delivered it. It was a reassurance of the whole damn thing.
You think it got through?
I want to tell you another thing, too. The end of that thing, I found myself, truthfully, Mr. President, crying.
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, Freeman, I want to tell you a little secret. You keep this between you and me.
Right, sir.
When I presented this, you know, I presented 12 medals of honor to the next of kin, to a father, to a mother,
right,
and then to this little woman, you know. And when that little boy saluted me, that four-year-old, I broke up. Nobody saw it because there was no press there, and I couldn't really.
It came over tonight that way.
I hope it wasn't too emotional.
Nobody knew it, and nobody thought it was mushy. Somebody said that was a very sweet thing he said at the end. Somebody else says, wasn't that a nice thing?
And they didn't mind it, huh?
No, and I just found a tear running down my cheek. That's all.
Well, I'll tell you.
But you did a hell of a job.
But you know, Freeman, the thing we've got to remember is that that's what this is all about. It's what the President, President Eisenhower, used to always think of, what I think of. God damn it. We just want to end this son of a bitching war in a way that our kids can have a chance to grow up in a world of peace.
That is right.
And if we bug out, hell, they're going to have war.
That's
right?
And I started to send you a telegram this morning, but I said I better keep my nose out of it. I like an expression like, if you ever get to it, that not an American, a friend, a relative, a son, or anybody that you know that is American will fight on foreign soil if I can help it.
That's right.
And that's what you just lived, and you did it so sweetly tonight. So I said, I don't see how you can gild that lily, to tell you the truth.
Well,
you did a hell of a job.
Well, coming from a pro like you, I appreciate it. Ensign, how's your golf, Freeman?
Well, I played six holes so far.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start playing a little more. I had a plastic key I would have put in the front rather than the back. It's by your backbone, you know.
Oh, boy.
And then I had it down the leg, too.
Listen.
It's a little bigger than I
let me say this, boy. If you can play like that son of yours, you're going to do okay. God, he hits the ball 300 miles.
I must tell you one cute story before I go about the operation.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be about twice the size of an appendectomy, and these people down in Houston were going to lay a little piece of plastic in there, and away I go.
Oh, boy.
The fellow came in to shave me the night before the operation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I know why you want to shave, and I'll lift up the gown. He said, no, sir, Mr. Gosden, my orders are to shave you from your titties to your knees. Scared the hell out of me.
Oh, boy.
You're nice to call back.
But the main thing is this. For you, your son, and your lovely wife, tell her I always remember what she used to tell me about how you breed horses and dogs.
Tell her tonight.
Remember that night we had when we all talked about that out there? And,
okay.
Yeah.
You got a darn good memory, I'll say that.
Oh, listen. Well, look, we remember Freeman, our good friends, and you've been one from the beginning. Incidentally, if you got a minute?
Sure,
yeah. I thought that it was good that I met with the movie people and tried to say, by God, we're for you, kids, but we're going to do the best we can.
Yeah.
They need to clean their own house, though. Huh?
I was going to say that to you, but I didn't want to get in trouble with Taz Tribe or any of the boys.
I know.
But here's the thing. They have got to, you say you want something, and you control this whole industry. Why don't you clean your own place?
That's
and
right.
Get these dirty pictures off.
Get the dirty pictures off and also get their goddamn costs down so they can compete.
That's right.
The unions have got to. No, I couldn't agree more. That's why when I went out to see Goldwyn, you know, I I praised him for the fact that he didn't produce any dirty pictures. Of course, he would have if it had been in that period, but he didn't this, at least while we were there.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you, the picture business is something else. When you get into that, I hope you got your eyes open what you're doing there. Because that is a real tricky...
I know it is. Well, before we do anything, we'll call you.
One of these days, I'll send you some... I've got a couple of ideas that might do a little bit...
Good. Good. But in the meantime... By God, you keep your spirit up, boy. We're all with you, you know?
Sir, you're sweet to call.
All right.
I'll tell
Bye.
Somebody hello for you.
Bye.
Goodbye.